There are brothers and sisters who know what their rights are here in Britain. They're afraid to exercise their rights. There are Muslims in many Western countries who've been so institutionalized, they can't stand for regular duties, regular. I'll give you an example. So this is not, meaning I want you us to see this applies. When you're in the West, you have the right to disagree with your government's foreign policies. Nobody can force you to agree with the government. You can protest, you can say, I disagree. Another one, you don't have to, as a Muslim, apologize every time some terrorist gets up and does an action. They've institutionalized so many Muslims. These Muslims feel a duty to go to the rest of the world and apologize on behalf of all of Islam. When these terrorists, they're not even Muslims. But I've been institutionalized. I'm weak. I'll give you an example. Some Muslim, Daesh, goes over and does something that's really terrible, really stupid, really wrong. Instead of the Muslim being smart and saying, well, who created Daesh? Who are the allies of Daesh? Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, right? These are people who are actually assisting Daesh. Who are their allies? Why doesn't Daesh attack Israel? Instead of the Muslim saying that, you know what the Muslim will do? There's been a terrorist attack on behalf of all Muslims. I just sincerely apologize. I condemn the violence. Now I'll give you another, I'll flip it around. And please don't take it the wrong way, brothers and sisters. In America, most of the people who do these mass shootings are people who are coming from Christian backgrounds and white Caucasian males.
What about Jews?
Right? In Israel, because all Jews aren't Zionists, right? In Israel, they're doing so much oppression to the Palestinians. Do our Jewish neighbors and friends, do they come over to us and say, on behalf of all of the Jews in the world, it's my job to come over to you and personally apologize? They're like, that has nothing to do with me. Why should I apologize? They haven't been institutionalized. Some Muslims are scared of their own shadows. Are scared to take their own rights that Allah's given them that they have in these countries. God expects so much more from us. He says, don't fear anyone, only fear me. If that fear, that emotion, can't be in line with God, sometimes we humiliate ourselves. A true story.